All right, I'm here with Andrew Parsons. Andrew, tell me a little bit about what you do.
I am an academic evangelist. That means I get to talk to college students and faculty all around the world about our technologies. This year, Windows 8, it's very exciting.
It's all Windows 8 this year.
It's all Windows 8, exactly. So that's been my life.
And you drive some of the hackathon events for Microsoft. Tell me a little bit about that. What is a hackathon?
So a hackathon is an event where you get a bunch of developers and designers, technologists basically, all in a room and let them at it with technology for 24 hours, 48 hours, just some randomly short amount of time.
Yeah.
And challenge them to do something with that, right, with the technology. So it might be build an app, build a game. They'll form teams. They'll do, you know, brainstorming. They'll think about, you know, that you might give them a theme to say, you know what, we want to have this type of thing. One of the most sort of famous sort of game development ones is the Global Game Jam that we've been involved in different times.
Sounds a little bit like Imagine Cup too.
Imagine Cup is a great example where the local sort of evangelism teams will run hackathons to help the students get up to speed.
And so are they typically all programmers when they come in? Do they all know how to get started, or do you help ramp them up on that too?
You know what? We find that when I've done them in Australia and the US and other countries, most people that turn up will have some expected level of programming, right?
Yeah.
You won't get anyone at a hackathon who's never done coding unless they're there for a different reason, like whether a business guy who's trying to find some people to help his idea become a reality, or a designer. We have a lot of people, particularly in game jams and stuff, you'll have designers and audio engineers turning up and kind of like freelancing their skills around to multiple teams.
Yeah.
And so you'll have those guys, but the guys who are doing the coding, the hacking, they're the ones that they don't come not knowing development. Now, in something like this, they may not know the specific technology that we're challenging them to work with, but we'll help them with that.
Seems like a good place for like designers to meet programmers and programmers to meet designers. They seem to be like two semi, you know, extinct animals who have a hard time getting together a lot of the time.
Exactly. And this is a great example because it allows those designers who, you know, frankly are in high demand.
Yeah.
To be able to sort of move around to these different groups and go, you know what, I gel with this group of guys.
Yeah.
You know, I can work with these guys. And these ones, well, I might just sort of, you know, step away there. And you'll see hackathons being run a whole variety of different ways and different organizations. So Startup Weekend, which is an organization for entrepreneurial-minded people, they do hackathon-style events that are around startups.
Yeah.
You know, and we see some commonalities between those and sort of developers. And you'll see a lot of developers turn up and a lot of business guys turn up with those, go, I have an idea, I need three developers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, do they typically come with ideas that they want to work on, or they just come kind of fresh, let's see what happens?
A lot of the devs have no idea. You know, they'll turn up and they'll say, you know, what are we doing? Right?
That's kind of cool too.
Which is really cool.
And how far along do they typically get in 48 hours? I mean, are they actually finishing a complete app?
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Wow.
You know, so you'll have, you know, on a 48-hour hackathon, 24 is a little bit more of a challenge, but still doable. Friday night, you'll have an intro. We'll say, you know what, we're going to have a theme this time. It's going to be, you know, X. They didn't know what it was before. Now they do. They're hacking away. Sunday afternoon, we're doing an app showcase where everyone's showing off their solutions, their apps. And you'd be surprised at how many are actually in a form that's, you know, just a few tweaks away from being published.
Yeah.
But you know, it's certainly doable.
And how much sleep, if any at all?
Well, not counting those that sleep under the tables or heads falling on their keyboards, you know, spilling out Z all the way.
Passing out, does that even count?
Yeah. Very little.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had a few people come back to me and say, hey, this thing here, it's a 48-hour hackathon. Our developers can't hack that. I'm going, are you sure? Because I see them all the time. Now, they get squirrely Saturday night, Sunday morning, but, you know.
Well, I mean, one of the nice things about on campus, unlimited supply. So, you know, just keep on throwing down the Mountain Dews and
the
Red Bulls.
And
So it says worldwide hackathon for Windows. Windows what?
So WowZap 2012, worldwide hackathon for Windows, is going to be this global phenomenon, right? Simultaneous hackathons all over the world, dozens of locations. And when we say Windows, we mean Windows 8, Windows Phone and Windows Azure.
Yeah.
We're talking about the entire Windows ecosystem that we've provided for developers to be able to build solutions in.
Yeah.
So obviously, as we talked about before, Windows 8 is our massive focus right now. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to sort of forget or ignore those other things, because we see apps being fully integratable against all of those different parts of our technology stack,
yeah.
right?
And sometimes, you know, they've got a foot in each, so there's no telling what kind of app. I mean, it leaves it open for any idea you can come up with.
Yeah, and how much does building some Azure mobile services really enhance a Windows 8 or a Windows Phone app?
Yeah.
Immensely.
Yeah.
So that's why we said, you know, this is the Worldwide Hackathon for Windows. It doesn't say Windows 8, Windows. It means the Windows ecosystem.
Yeah. And so someone at home, they're excited about this. They want to be a part of this. What can they do?
Well, so mainly get involved. Get, you know, get along to the WowsApp website and find out where the local venue is and sign up. Get, you know, get along to that weekend.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at some of these details, right? We've got November 9 to 11. It's worldwide, November 9 to 11. Usually we'll start 5 p.m. local time on the Friday, November 9. Wherever they are.
It's so right after build, so you can watch build and then get ready for this.
That's exactly how it's, you know, sort of landed, right? You go to the WowsApp2012.com website, and you can get the details of where it is, what countries, what locations, and register, right? So that's the sort of details you're going to find here. Now, what you'll get is, when you get there, you'll be able to have access to some Microsoft people, some MVPs. Anyone who's going to be there will be able to help out. We'll have some content. We'll, you know, different sites are going to have challenges and competitions, just some friendly rivalry going on, just to really sort of add some buzz there.
Yeah.
And some of these events are what we call anchor events. We have about 8 of those. Worldwide, we're talking about places like Finland and Turkey and Vietnam, and you know, obviously here in the Americas, we're going to have these big anchor events that are aimed at, you know, 500, 600, 700, 800 people, mm-hmm. all in a big building, developing and hacking and experiencing Windows 8, Windows Phone development together, and we'll have some stuff to really enhance and amp up the vibe in those things. Maybe some DJs or some, you know, some gaming stuff going on. Just some really...
Something to keep you awake.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll link to the site. Everyone can check it out. And if you're interested, come join us.
Exactly.
Let's build something cool.
Yeah,
Thanks for showing us this today.
Thanks, Larry.